Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 12, and we are going to be talking about rums. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis. And on the table today, we have three fine rums, or at least we think they are.
We have one large cat.
And one large cat. We'll maybe explain that later, or yeah. Maybe not, depending on how he behaves. But today, we're going to be talking about Vanua rum from Fiji, Mount Gay rum from Barbados, and
Flor de Caña.
Flor de Caña from Nicaragua. So we've got quite a variety. And first up is Vanua rum from Fiji.
And I have to say, just as a general note, mm-hmm. I had never thought of rum except as something to mix. So rum and Coke, rum and fruit punches, mm-hmm. rum in that sort of thing. And given that I'm not a big cocktail drinker, I was just sort of rum. This is not helpful. But I have had good sipping rums, so this is kind of an exploration to see what we can find here.
That's true. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about rum,
yeah,
in general first, mm-hmm, before mm-hmm. we get started. I did a little bit of research. Mm. Let me open my little book. So basically, rum is distilled from sugarcane byproducts like molasses or just plain sugar. Mm-hmm. And after distilling, it is usually aged in oak barrels, which is where it gets its varying colors, as mm-hmm. we will talk about a little bit, our various colors we have here. And most of it is produced in the Caribbean or Latin America, obviously. I have one that is from Fiji, so
goes a little bit abroad.
It goes a little bit askew there. Mm-hmm. Light rums are traditionally used as mixers, mm-hmm. with mixers in cocktails. And darker rums are traditionally for, you know, just drinking straight for sipping. But these days, people just, you know, we don't follow rules anymore. We just drink them with everything. We might drink them straight. We might mix them. So mm-hmm. That is what rum is, I guess. And I found out some interesting tidbits, like the Royal Navy used rum a lot in its travels back in the day. And they used it to make grog, which was rum mixed with water or beer, which rather makes me shudder. But, yeah, you know, water is okay, but not too sure about the whole beer part.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then pirates were known to make bumbo, which was rum, water, sugar, and nutmeg, or sometimes they would put some cinnamon in it. Marlis said earlier that she thought that sounded very delicate for pirates.
Just a few shavings of nutmeg, please. You know.
Yeah.
But, kind of like at Starbucks.
Yeah, at Starbucks. You go over to the counter and take the shaker.
You use what you have, I guess.
I guess.
But a modern version of bumbo is dark rum, citrus juice, grenadine, and nutmeg. Mm-hmm. Or cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Whatever your choice may be. So those sounded really interesting to mm-hmm. me. I don't know. I might have to try them out. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we should do a cocktail episode and do cocktails. Marlis is making awful faces at me because she does not like that. But I would love to do that. We're stretching her. We are stretching her horizons here. Okay. Now, first up, laughing at the cat. First up is the Vanua rum from Fiji. Let's start.
It's the lightest in color. It's mm-hmm. a kind of a clear gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really pretty, actually.
It smells rum.
Yes, yeah, smells like rum.
Okay. I don't get a whole lot of spice or anything off it, but that might just be...
Yeah. Right now, it's just smelling like alcohol.
We've had a lot of smoke this year. I don't know that my nose is working really well.
It's been smoky around the Washington area, so our noses just might be messed up.
Yeah, the whole Pacific Northwest and West Coast in general.
Mm. It is pretty good.
It's smooth, it's mm-hmm. light, mm-hmm. nothing the least bit put offish about it.
No. Yeah.
It's very sweet. It's got a mm-hmm. little bit, I get a hint of like some kind of medicinal taste to it, but it's not, you know, like you said, it's not off-putting and it's not bad. It's just,
sorry.
It's just there, you know, that's just a little mm-hmm. bit of flavor there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the name Vanua in Fijian is the land one is identified with. That is what
so kind of homeland.
Yeah, homeland.
Countryside.
Where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Where you're from. It says it has great aromatic notes that blend in harmony on your palate. Okay, so since we can't seem to pick anything out particularly. That, a taste that brings you back to the land, to the origins.
Well, and it has a kind of a nice coating on the tongue afterwards. It's very, almost, not oily, but it coats. You know, it's got...
Well, it's really positive. Yeah. It's 40% nice. Alcohol. And actually, it's a blend of rums aged 3 to 5 years, distilled from hand-harvested sugarcane juice, which I'm like, why are they, you know, singling out the fact that it's hand-harvested? But apparently this means that it's a richer cane juice when it's harvested by hand. I don't know, maybe when it's mechanically harvested, some of the juices kind of... dissipate.
Well, it could get kind of crushed and lose some of the...
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Very nice.
All right. And next is Mount Gay. John, you brought that one.
Yeah.
That jingly you hear is Per Olaf scratching.
Per Olaf is the cat. He's inside tonight because we have a serial murderer of cats running around our neighborhood, so I have brought him in early, and he's kind of disgusted with me. But
So you might hear some meowing and more jingling, but he's very well behaved. I'm sorry, John.
So anyway, Mount Gay, the distillery was started up in 1703. Actually, that was when it was purchased. It was originally used by a previous owner, but it was sold or inherited by. Another man named John, how can I forget? John Sober.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Ironically named John Sober, inherited
Distillery.
And he in turn went to his friend Sir John Gay and asked him for assistance in managing it. And John Gay took to the business quite well, apparently, and refined the distillation process and started making noticeably superior rum that today is known as Mount Gay rum, and that was back in 1703, I guess. So it's among the oldest distilleries in the world, from what I can find out, and I'm assuming that's the oldest possibly licensed distilleries, because I know that there were a lot of distilleries around before that, but that's what I could find out about that anyway.
All right, well, let's give it a whirl.
This has more aromatic.
It's more. It smells more of alcohol to me than.
Oh, really?
To me, it does.
Oh, yeah. No, I was getting a little more spice or vanilla. Or,
But I guess I'm just picking up on the.
It's a slightly darker in color, kind of more of a light amber.
Amber, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm picking up the vanilla too.
It has a buttery texture. That's what I was trying to identify in the other one.
Oh, okay.
And this does too. So there's
and this
kind
you can definitely taste the spice.
Yeah.
And it might be because, you know.
I think it's smoother too. Or is it just that I've had several sips and it's going down smoother?
I think. I don't know that it's necessary. To me, they're about the same. But definitely there is more flavor in this one. So
yeah.
The vanilla I could probably see. I mean, I would totally drink it straight, but it would also mix well with, with mixers like Coca-Cola or whatever else one puts rum in.
I typically don't
drink rum except in like rum and Coke. But I know when we were on our cruise and we were like in where was it? Antigua, where there was lots of rum punch around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good too.
In the Caribbean, you get rum punch. Yeah.
Yeah, but this would be very nice, especially on a hot afternoon, sitting outside, just sipping your rum.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tasty.
Rum, I can see on the beach.
Yeah, me too.
Some of the rums I was looking at, they were talking about how this rum is good in pina coladas, and this rum is good in other things. It's okay, Per Olaf. It's okay.
One nice thing about the Mount Gay Distillery in Barbados is if you ever can get to Barbados, they have tasting tours, and They range in price from $20 to $70, depending on the level you select. And you can have transportation included, you know, depending on which one you get. And they can also, you know, give you lunch and a tour around the facility and stuff, and you get a tasting. So,
yeah, which is what we did.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was the first time I knew that you used rum for things other than putting them in Coke. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You can just sip it. Of course, this was years ago. I'm a little more refined now. Yeah. Not much, but a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Ms. Marlis.
This is Flor de Caña, 12-year. This is their Legacy Edition. I got it from a friend for my birthday. So, it was established around 1890, the distillery. It's supposed to be a good sipping rum. It's kind of a dark red amber, and it's should expect flavors like toffee, apple, and buttery vanilla. You can actually tour the Flor de Caña distillery as well. And they export mainly to Latin America, and they're just beginning to broaden out now so that you can find them in especially the larger liquor stores and that sort of thing. But it's distilled 5 times during its production, which seems like a lot. And
seems
then it's
excessive.
Aged.
Huh? Seems excessive.
Well, I don't know. We'll find out. Yes. And then it's aged in a charred white oak barrel, having been previously used for bourbon, as is many liquors all the world over.
Yeah, well, it gives it a really beautiful color. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a smoky gold.
Yeah, this has a smokier smell, too.
I like that. Yeah, it seems to be adding more complexity as we go through the three of these. Each one is a little bit more...
Well, it seems like the darker it is, the more complex it becomes. I have to say I like the Mount Gabe the best.
Yeah, so far the three, it's a tough call for me. I actually like all three of them pretty much the same. They're not the same, but, you know, as far as...
flavors.
My liking of them, yeah. I mean, they have slightly different flavors. Vanua is it's really good, but it's a little bit on the simple side. But it's a nice flavor, though, and it does have a good mouthfeel to it. The Mount Gay is a little bit richer, a little bit more complex. Again, it has a good mouthfeel, and the Flor de Caña has a darker, smokier taste as well as color. I like that one, too. You know, that is probably the most similar to whiskeys that I like.
Yes. You know? Yeah, that's true. It is a lot more like the whiskeys that we used to. So.
I would like the Flor de Caña, I think, after a meal especially.
Yeah.
You know, where you've had a lot of tastes, a lot of, and then get to, you know, sip some of this at the end of the meal. I think that would round it off nicely.
It would.
A little digestive. Yeah. Well, the rum we didn't bring, because we can't get it here in the U.S., and we would if...
I would definitely have brought that.
It's a rum from Belize. It's called
Old Masters. Yeah.
Can't get it in the U.S. as far as I know, but if anybody out there listening knows a way to get it, let us know. I love that stuff. We tried bringing it back. We bought some when we were in Belize, but... had a little mishap with our luggage. It smashed all over the place.
Yeah.
All we got was a broken bottle in our... That was pretty much all that was in my luggage. It was a broken bottle. Everything else was gone, including my hiking boots. Luggers. Yeah.
We got a bag that smelled strongly of rum.
Rum.
And not much else.
Yeah, my hiking boots were gone. Oh, and a pack of dentine gum that wasn't mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, lost that and all the Maria's hot sauce.
Yeah.
From Belize.
That's right. All except the very hottest one.
Yeah, which I won't use.
Yeah.
So everything I liked was gone.
Oh.
They have good hot sauce down there too, by the way.
Good
if you
hot
get a chance
sauce,
to go,
good
go to Belize, there's a lot to be offered down there.
It's
good.
Yes.
It was a good trip.
So anyway.
Yeah, I just think, you know, again to say I'm not normally a big rum drinker or a mixed drinker, and yet these are all really tasty. and I can see their virtues. Mm-hmm. I perceive their virtues in a new way. Yes, I know.
You're sad. Per Olaf agrees. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. So, what is the alcohol content on the...
I can't see.
Florida Kanya?
Yeah.
It says 40%.
Oh, it's 40% too.
Yeah. Are they all?
Well, my the first one was, yeah.
What about 43% on the Mount Gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell.
Yeah, it's actually really smooth. It doesn't seem like it's got a higher alcohol content. Mm-hmm. To the taste.
And they all have that kind of buttery mouth feel that makes you think of butterscotch and toffee and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So they're very, very, very pleasant, I think we can say.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. So we don't know what we're going to be doing next. We always take things moment by moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll let you guys know. Please follow us on Facebook, Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Follow us on Instagram, also Fun with Scotch. And then you can be kept up to speed as to what's coming up and when a new episode is posted. Or we're now in iTunes, so you can also just subscribe to our podcast, and it should automatically download to whatever your favorite podcast listening device is.
Yep. Right. And you can reach us at funwithscotch@gmail.com.
That's right.
So
especially if you know where that old master's rum can be found.
Yeah. Yeah.
Besides Belize. I can't afford to go there right now.
I know.
Right. And make comments on our podcast. Let us know what you think. Make recommendations for things you would like us to try in the future. And become our fans, please.
Sounds good.
So here we are, signing off from
Judy,
John,
and Marlis. Have fun, and have some fun with rum this week.